Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, "Oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cry as we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight. If we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. We feel your glory. And let them trust the
morning. Good morning. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, praise God. Amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. And as always, our scripture of focus is Job 38 and 12 from the authorized King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the day spring to know his place? Amen. And as always, before we get started, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page here. You can leave prayer requests, testimonies. You can engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions and things of that nature. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page and please engage the ministry. And we're going to go ahead and get started, go directly into prayer. And as always, we'll start with praise and worship. And we're going to ask Deaconess to lead us in the prayer. Can you lead us in prayer, Deaconess?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Pastor Melvin.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir, Pastor Melvin.
Oh, you want to go ahead and lead us in prayer, please?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I apologize. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you and praise you and bless you. God, we exalt you and we magnify you and we lift up your name. God, we just love you on this morning. We're so thankful for who you are and whose we are in you, God. You are excellent. You're powerful. You're mighty. You're sovereign. You're righteous. You hear and answer prayer. You love us, God. You're a prayer answering God. You are the Rokorobasi. You're the God who answers by fire. You Korobamandiosata. You are Jehorande Koroboseka Didiosaya. Romandabakati. You are Jekoromandidiasaya. You are Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sikanu. You are Jekoromandidiasaya. You are Jehovah Shalom. Thank you, God. You're Jehovah Jireh. You are Emmanuel. Thank you, Kora Mama Mande Kora Basse. Robo Robo Kosande. You are Jehovah Shema. Thank you, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Roma. And we love you this morning. We love you, Korabase. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you, Korabase. We thank you for what you gave. We thank you for the victory that you gave us, Korabase, in your sacrifice, Korabase. Say in your sacrifice, we thank you. We thank you, Abba Father, for the sacrifice of your Son. We thank you, Abba. We thank you for loving us before we even knew what love was. Your word says that love was that you first loved us. We thank you for being love and showing us love. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for teaching us, guiding us, leading us into all truth, leading us into all truth, strengthening us in our inner man. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for producing in us the character of Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for being a, someone that sticks closer than a brother. Thank you, Boshe Kandarabasi. We thank you that you've inscribed us on the palm of your hand, Daddy God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Mikorabase. Your word says if we had 10,000 tongues, 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. Thank you, Mikorabase Kandarabasaya. Your word tells us upon waking, we should praise and magnify you. We should thank you. You told us that in all things we should you, God. Thank you. You told us that this is a day that you have made and that we should rejoice and be glad in it. God, there's so many things to thank you for. We thank you for who you are and whose we are in you. We thank you for victory. We thank you for dominion. We thank you that you've called us children of you. We thank you that we are accepted amongst the beloved. We thank you, Koradabase. We thank you, Abba Father, that we have been engrafted into the vine. We thank you. We thank you that we are sons of you, God. Thank you, and daughters of you. We thank you that we are the righteous of you. Through faith, we are the righteousness of you through faith in Christ Jesus. We thank you that we are forgiven. We thank you that we are amongst the household of faith. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you that you've called us friend. We thank you. We are no longer servants. You've called us friend. We thank you. 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 We thank you that you said deliverance is a children's bread. We thank you that we are, because we are children of you, we have deliverance as an option. We thank you. We thank you. We say, we thank you that healing belongs to us, because you said you wouldn't put the same disease upon us that you put upon the Egyptians. We thank you. We thank you that we are joint heirs with you, Christ. We thank you, that we're seated in heavenly places. We thank you. We thank you that we have the mind of you this morning. We thank you. We thank you for every promise. Hallelujah. Every promise, every prophecy, every word, every description that is available to us on this morning, because we belong to you. God, we thank you. We call Rashe and the Omo Sana in Cache Munda. Yenishinko Monese Nikashana Mante. Yeshe Mahania Sika. Yesho Mamma Mandian Kafi. Yen Moshe in Yomoko Sana Mamandia. Yeshen Yomoko Shana Mamasi. Yekora Mamandia Castello Wokonde. Ye Joshana Mabaha. Eco Momoshe Nevokosi. Yeniko Mamandia Casare Osaya. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy. You deserve all the praises, all the thanks this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would search even our hearts this morning as we go further in the intercession. As a group, we press further into you. We ask it, but first, you would search our hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there is anything that's not like you, God, we ask that you would forgive us right now. God, we repent in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that, God, you would prepare in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We don't take this time of intercession and prayer and your presence lightly. We know that your word says, who can ascend the holy hill? But those that have pure hands and those have clean hands and a pure heart. So, God, we come before you believing you for clean hands. And, God, we ask that if there had been anything that got into our heart to purify, we repent of it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, we forgive those even right now that we've been holding in unforgiveness, because nothing will separate this prayer from your ear in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing will separate us. So God, we repent right now and we forgive right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We lift up this morning. See all over the nation, those that have lost loved ones to senseless violence. We call their names out. Those that were affected at the Tree of Life Synagogue, Rosha, we lift you up this morning. Those that were affected in California, at the Borderline Dance Club, we lift your name up this morning. Your families, we lift you up this morning. Those that were affected, those that were taking their lives in the parking lot, at the grocery store, we lift your name up. The family, we lift them up this morning. Those that were lost, the families of those that were lost in Sandy Hook, that were lost in the mighty name of Jesus, at the schools in Parkland, the families that are lost, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift your name up right now. We lift you up before the King of Glory. Those that have lost loved ones through the senseless violence, we lift you up on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we believe you to supernaturally comfort the family. Like only you can, Holy Ghost. We're asking it that you come in the situation, in the household right now, God, whatever hour that they're at, whatever time of day it is, come and bring comfort. There are things that man can do, but the only things that you can do, God. Bring your comfort, God. Bring your peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have lost loved ones in the city of Chicago, because of senseless violence, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because you can do what no man can do. You said what's impossible with man is possible with you. We believe you on today, God. That you're dealing even now. We bind up senseless violence. We bind up hatred. Starting right now in Chicago, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of hatred. We know that hatred, you are a spirit and you have no race and no gender. We bind you up. You have no government, party, or politics. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We come against hatred in the city of Chicago, on the north side, the south side, the east side, and the west side. We come against that spirit of hatred. We bind you up in the United States, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up that spirit of hatred right now. Because we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because we have been given authority in the earth realm. We take authority right now. in the mighty name of Jesus. Roshea, your word says, as it's already happened in heaven, let it happen on earth. Roko has ever been bound in heaven, let it be bound in earth. There is no hatred in heaven. God is love. It's already been bound in heaven. We bind it on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the authority in the earth realm to speak a thing and it be. We release angels even now to the basement and the bedrooms, to the chat rooms and the forum rooms, where hatred is trying to brew. That it will be ceased now. God, we believe you to interrupt the plan. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you, God, that angels, God, we dispatch them even now. To interrupt the plans of the enemy. Those that have been troubled in their mind by the spirit of hatred, those that have been raised in it, those that have been reared in it, those that have took it on because of fear, rejection, doubt, hurt, and pain. God, we release angels even now to come and interrupt the plans of the devil. We build a wall of intercession on this morning. We build a wall through prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know your power to deal with the enemy the same way you dealt with Sanballat and Tobias. As the Israelites worked and they worshiped God, you turned the plans of the enemy on itself. God, we thank you right now that the FBI is getting more tips about the situations that are even arising on today. God, we thank you the same way you rose up on the inside of parents when they after the Parkland shooting, and they begin to turn their own kids in. We believe you even now that people are not going to be callous. They're not going to look and turn away. That God, you're going to deal with them and they're going to release the things to the FBI and the different investigative services that will stop these things on today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we believe you. 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 Because you said what happens on earth has already happened in heaven. So if you bound it, Father God, it's in heaven. It's bound on earth because we say what you say in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Korabanande Korabasi. Roshe Kamanande Korabase. Roshe Korababase Kandididididiasata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your ability, Father God, to work in us and through us. We thank you, God, for authority on today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for those that are being established, Father God, that have suffered. We thank you that those that have suffered because your Bible gives us a promise. And you said, Ikoroshande. And even you, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all faith, who has brought you into the eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. God, we thank you for those that have suffered loss. That on today, Jesus, we thank you that you will strengthen them, God. You will restore them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and establish them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for your promises. We thank you because your words today are yes and amen. We believe you, God. We believe you, God. We believe you even in the suffering, God. Even in the difficulty, God. You will come through. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the stirring up of our faith. We believe you, God. We thank you, Father God, for those that have been fighting sickness. We thank you, Father God, that those that have been standing at their side, we thank you. We lift up the parents and the laborers, Father God, and the family, Roshadida, that have been believing and standing in the gap and pressing into their faith. We lift up Raven's Ikorabase. We lift up Raven's mother right now. Strengthen her in her inner man. Let her angels come and minister to her, that she be filled, that she will feel hailed, God, and lifted up, that she will know that you are, that you have her in the palm of her hand. In the palm of your hand, you have her. God, we pray that angels would minister her even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother John's family, minister to them. Even right now, as you are manifesting healing in these bodies, in their lungs, Father God, in all throughout the body, and those that are listening even now, even as you're ministering, Father God, and manifesting healing, God, we also ask to minister to those that are around them, that they would only speak faith, that you would strengthen them. Know that even, that your word will not come back void, that, Father God, that they will be strengthened and established in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you this morning. We believe you for supernatural provision. We believe you, Father God, for supernatural provision, God. We thank you for all the things that you are and all that we can receive and who we are through you. God, you promised, as Jehovah Jireh, that you would provide. And so, God, we thank you this morning, those that are praying with us and those that will listen later on, that supernatural provision is part of your promise to us, and we believe you. We believe you, God. We call back to your remembrance everything that we've prayed as it pertains to provision and healing, as it pertains, Father God, to violence, as it pertains to, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, faith. We call back to your remembrance all that we prayed. We stand on it. We believe it, God. And we thank you for it. We thank you for provision on this morning. Healing, Father God. The end of hatred and murder in this country. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all throughout your globe, God. We thank you for these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise. Lord Jesus, we just praise and uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We just thank you and praise your name. Father God, we ask you to, Father, create in us a right spirit, Father. Father, create in us an upright spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, let the prayers just flow from our hearts and through our mouths. Holy Spirit, have your way as we come before the throne of grace boldly and confidently in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Father God, as we, Father, come to a close of this year, Father, we thank you for your protection. Father, we thank you for every blessing. We thank you, Father, for answered prayers, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we ask, Father, that you help us to end this year strongly, Father. Father, pressing into you, praying to you, speaking and fellowshipping with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Getting wisdom from you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray right now, Father, that the truth is revealed, Father, in every race, Father, every election, Father, every race, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, that we will receive accurate counts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and that the winners will not be cheated, Father, the public will not be deceived, Father. Father, we have spoken to truth and commanded truth to reveal itself, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you will give your angels charge over them. Father, that they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Hallelujah. Father, that they won't get hooked on drugs, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you have stirred up the gifts in them, Father, and their anointings are at work, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that, Father, the teachers are anointed to teach them, that their parents are anointed to parent them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And you have, Father, infiltrated their circles of influence with, Father, loving, Father, wise men and women of God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for our president, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, that you would blow on his heart, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would surround him, Father, with wise, godly counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. Father, that you would even be involved in his decision-making process, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Excuse us, we have ran into some technical difficulties, and we're going to go ahead and resume prayer. Father God, we just thank you and magnify your name. Father God, we just praise you. Father God, we uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, we just thank you, and we thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for international leaders, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would speak to their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would surround them, Father, with anointed, godly men and women, Father, to give them counsel, Father, to minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to minister to their families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that the gospel might be preached in these countries, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for those persecuted Christians in China, Father, and in any country, Father, where Christians are persecuted, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask that you just continue, Father, to watch over them. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Hallelujah, Father, their lives are preserved, Father, and that they would feel, Father, preach the gospel, Father, with fervor, with tenacity, Father, and with love, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for peace in Yemen, O Heavenly Father. Peace in Jerusalem, Father. Peace in Syria, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. We thank you and magnify your name right now. Father, we want to bring before you, Father, those homeless men and women and children, Father, that are homeless, Father, as the weather begins to get cold, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we loose open doors and open beds, Father. We loose food and provisions, Father, for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We bind up death and frostbite, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We loose, Father, soft hearts, Father, those reaching out to help, Father, and be a remedy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we decree and declare your will be done, O Heavenly Father, in these earthen vessels, for these earthen vessels, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now. Thank you and magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, all these words that we have spoken before you, we do decree them to be so in Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen, thank you, Lord, and amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Please go to our Facebook page and like the page. Here you can leave testimonies. You can engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions and so on and so forth. You can keep up with ministry events, and you're always welcome to join us if you're in the Chicagoland area. Amen. And our time is drawing short here, but please join us next week at the same time, Saturday, 6 a.m., every Saturday morning. Please join us. And before we go, as always, Deacon, is there a word from the Lord?
Nothing specific, but I like there wasn't like a specific word, but I would just admonish everybody. Just in the scripture, where God does tell us that He will strengthen and establish us. I said we meditate on that because, you know, there are a lot of people that have experienced loss. And the events that have just recently happened highlight that have experienced losses as well, whether it be to gun violence or what have you, whether it be physical loss of loved ones or loss of jobs or even loss of hope. And the Word of God tells us that even after we have suffered and we may be feeling that suffering, He promises to establish us. Through the glory of Christ, and He promises to strengthen us. And that just, as we were praying, that scripture came back to me so strong. And I just feel like it's a good idea for us to meditate on the promises of God, that He promises that through Christ that He will strengthen, confirm, and establish us.
Amen. Amen, amen. That was definitely a timely word in these times. In these times, Deacon, so we really appreciate that word.
Amen, Pastor Melvin.
Amen. Well, that concludes our time for this week. But continue to pray for us as we pray for you. We love you. God bless you. Remember, you are a favorite of the Lord, and because God favors you, laws change, rules change, situations change, hearts change, minds change, all to your benefit, all in your favor. And we will meet with you again next week at the same time, Saturday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you, and we love you.
We do. Pastor Melvin, before you go?
Yes.
I was going to say, the scripture for those that want to read and meditate on it, it's 1 Peter 5 and 10.
Amen. That's 1 Peter 5 and 10. Please meditate on that scripture, and that word meditate in the Hebrew means to keep repeating, keep saying, keep mentioning repetitively. So, and those were the instructions that God had given to Joshua to not let the book of the law leave our mouths, but to meditate or to keep repeating that word, that scripture, in the day and in the evening. Amen. So, again, God bless you. We thank Deaconess for that word, and we will see you guys next week. God bless, and we love you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
the church say.